afternoon. Welcome to Andy in the Afternoon. Christian Hand is right over there.
Hello.
So if we are the odd couple.
Yeah.
Which one are you?
Somebody asked that. You're Felix.
I'm Felix?
For sure.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I've seen your apartment. You're Felix.
It's true. I'm a little bit.
But you got a little Oscar in you as well.
You know what? I think we're...
You're like Oscar Unger, and I'm Felix Madison.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. We're like 70, 30, 30, 70. Could I say, I want you to know, Andy, I was driving down Fairfax here today in Los Angeles, which, by the way, is an unmitigated nightmare.
Oh, God.
Trying to get north-south with Wilshire being the cluster.
And there's always some schmoogle who's trying to turn left.
Fairfax can do things to itself, if you know what I'm saying. And I was really looking forward to coming to work today.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was like, you know what, dude? I'm going to go and hang out on the air with one of my buddies, and we're going to do some stupid radio in L.A.
Finally got the meds adjusted.
Yeah,
just right.
Just right. It's half a Prozac and three Klonopin, and I am good to go.
It's awesome.
All right.
Well, today...
Can I take a nap?
It's going to be a good reason that you came in today, because we've got great stuff. Not only is it Triple Play Thursday, but we've got tickets for the Imperial Ball. We've got tickets for the Rock Hall 3 for All. We're going to give those away on the Classic Rock Time Capsule here at the bottom of the hour. Sting, Peter Gabriel, the Rock's Paper Scissors Tour.
Huge.
We've got tickets for that.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking to my wife, Laura.
Oh.
See how the adjustment, the new time schedule is going for her and the family.
Okay.
And I'm sure I'll get a talking to.
As you should.
And, of course, we'll end the show tonight with the bedtime story.
It's 4 pounds in a 3-pound bag today, buddy.
It's a... It's a selection from Dr. Seuss.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Dr. Theodore Geisel this evening.
Nice.
In the meantime, three from Steve Miller. This is Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian.
Oh, so good. Come on and dance with me, Andy.
Can you, or can you, tell me, is it such an easy question?
An easy question about yes.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See what I did?
Oh, man, this is good.
King right there, man.
We're getting this down, man. What is this, day four?
I know. This is easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Anywho, if you want to answer a question about yes, well, see if Christian correctly answers a question about yes. In the Classic Rock Time Capsule we're going to do here at the bottom of the hour, go ahead and call us, 888-696-1003. I'll just tell you now, we don't have a phone answerer, so it's going to be like 5 or 10 minutes before we even pick up the phone. And then you're going to wait another 5 or 10 minutes before we do the contest.
Yeah.
But I think I've already convinced you. In the meantime, it is Triple Play Thursday. We got... three in a row from the Mac.
I like to consider this the theme song to our show, Andy. Don't stop believing, pal.
That's Journey.
Oh.
Damn Andy it. In the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound.
Can we use that?
This right here, number 6 worldwide tour for 2015, according to Polestar.
It's amazing.
Fleetwood Mac.
You know what that means, Andy?
What does that mean?
The new kids all suck.
It's true.
Yep.
Oh, there are some new kids, though, that are at the top of the list. This is Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian.
Hello.
And that's three from Fleetwood Mac. We're going to continue this all evening long, all night long. It's Triple Play Thursday, so expect three more from your faves in moments. Looking at that list real quick, Fleetwood Mac was number 6.
Right.
And these are the rock acts, all right? I'm going to tell you right now, Taylor Swift was number 1.
Of course.
$250 million this last year. But looking at the other acts that are on here, 18th was Billy Joel with almost $70 million. Elton John, 78. Paul McCartney, 78. Rolling Stones, 109. And Fleetwood Mac. We'll look at the top 5 in a half hour here at the top of the hour as we continue with the Triple Play Thursday. Meanwhile, we got tickets to give away to this thing. What is this? It's called the Rock Hall 3 for All at the Forum on August 23rd. Heart, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick. That's pretty cool.
I drove by the Forum last night when I went down to the Ram Hole there, Andy.
Yes, you
got
did.
To see it live.
It's lovely.
Yeah,
isn't it?
No, they had a big marquee
red lights
up and
on it and everything. It's
beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, why don't you get on the phone now? 888-696-1003. Let's say we take caller 3.
Caller 3 is a fantastic number.
And that person, I'm going to ask Christian a question about yes. Think of him as your phone a friend in reverse.
Right.
Huh? Except they're calling us.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that still is like a phone.
Never mind. Still,
anyway, that's what's going to happen. And we're going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule and give that stuff away in moments. Stick around. This is Andy in the Afternoon and 100.3 The Sound.
With me.
So I'm looking at the phone. I say call now. And like the phones aren't lighting up.
No.
Then I say it again. Call now because they're usually slammed.
Yeah.
You had the phones blocked.
Yeah, I had the phones blocked, and that was my bad.
Now you can call them. We're going to take, can you pick up a caller so we can talk to them?
Yeah, I can do it right now. Do you want me to do that?
I think that would be fantastic.
Okay, hold on. Let me do that. Done.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hold on just a second. You're going to ride along for the Classic Rock Time Capsule, all right?
Yeah, right. Sounds good.
All right, good. Chance to win some stuff.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Sure is. Wow, I thought they'd all left us. Hey, it's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Thursday. It's January 21st, 2016. Christian, a question involving yes coming up for you in just a moment. And a listener is going to, Steve, is going to second guess you for a fabulous prize package. But today's the day, 1968, Jimi Hendrix records his version of this. Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. A version so powerful, even Bob Dylan starts playing Jimmy's way in concert. Interesting bits about the recording session. First off, Dave Mason of Traffic plays acoustic guitar on that. Did you know that?
I did not.
Founding Rolling Stone Brian Jones pops into the studio around take 20 or so and says he's going to sit down and play piano. But he's so blitzed that it sounds like this. It's just awful. They send him home after a little while. But Noel Redding goes home too, a bass player. See, Jimmy says he doesn't want bass on the song, so Noel gets pissed and leaves. But later, Jimmy changes his mind and just plays the bass himself. Speaking of Bob and Jimmy, today in 1974, Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter invites Bob Dylan to the governor's mansion after a concert in Atlanta.
The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid. And the marshals and cops.
Okay, it's actually his son, Chip, who begs him to do it. But Bob comes out and he hangs out. Word is Bob comes, doesn't drink anything stronger than orange juice, and is as opaque as ever. Jimmy later says Bob only spoke when spoken to and didn't initiate any conversation of his own. Kind of sounds like a guy I know. Okay, so Christian, on this date in history, are you with us, Steve?
I'm still there, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question to Christian. He's going to answer it. You tell me whether you think he got it right or not. Okay, so yes, on this date, reached number one on the singles chart for the first and only time with what? I've Seen All Good People, Roundabout, or Owner of a Lonely Heart. What do you think it is?
What year was this?
I'm not telling you that. Oh. Makes it a little harder.
What was the question again?
Their first and only number one hit. I've Seen All Good People, Roundabout, Owner of a Lonely Heart.
I'll be honest with you, this bit would have been way clever if it was a yes or no question. Band's name is yes.
So you're second-guessing me now.
I'm just saying...
Answer the question.
This is so easy, I don't even know what to do with myself. I shouldn't even have shown up at work today. This is Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Steve, what do you think? Is he right or wrong?
Well, for a start, it's Christian Straight and Arrow. Did you know his stuff? Because, Andy, I've heard you a lot, and I know you know a lot. This guy, I'm not sure about, so... I'm going to say... Yes.
Suck it! Andy?
Well, Steve, he was right in this instance.
Mm-hmm.
And because you believed in Christian for this time, you, sir, are going to go and see a show. It's the Rock Hall 3-for-All at the Forum, August 23rd. Heart, yeah, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick. And you're going to be there too, Steve.
I'm looking forward to that. It'll be really good. Hey, great show, great afternoon show. I even like doing the 10 to 10, 10 o'clock era back before you
many
went over
ago.
In the morning for a while here.
You're not so bad yourself, Steve. Hold on, and we're going to get your information, okay?
Yeah, never doubt me again, pal. Ever.
No,
all right?
You came late yesterday. You know, you came back late with a coffee. So
thanks.
Whatever.
In the meantime, we got three from Jimmy in his honor. It is Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian. That guy's Steve.
Yeah.
We're all together. 100.3 The Sound. Triple Play Thursday. Three from Jimi Hendrix on Triple Play Thursday. Up next, we'll have three from the highest grossing rock act of 2015, worldwide tour-wise. Who do you think it is? We're going to find out together. We'll play three in a row from them in moments. But first, I want to talk to Christian. You know, Christian Hand is the person who's been doing these music dissections, these song dissections in the morning with Mark on Mark in the Morning. And he did one publicly, went out to Swing House and Atwater Village, did one this last week, weekend. And I'm told you something was overheard in the restroom. By the way, did you hear the music I'm playing? First cut is the deepest.
It's beautiful. Hold
dissection.
Me. Yeah, no,
first
it's clever.
Cut.
It's
you
very,
see what I'm doing
yeah,
here?
Yeah, no, it's
this is like an onion. There are layers to it. Anyway, you heard something was overheard.
Yeah, my friend Andrea was in the bathroom and she heard two women in their probably 20s talking, and one of them was like, "I mean, he's cute, right? I mean he's like, but he's funny, but he's like kind of old."
Talking
like
about
a,
you?
Yeah, I mean he's like bald and he's like a little bit old, and I mean like I mean, I could see coming here, like, you know, but, like, eventually, like, why would you show up at these things? And her friend was like, for the music? But the fact that I'm being described as old and bald, Andy, is that cuts the deepest. I'll tell you that right now.
And he's kind of cute.
He's kind of cute.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's old.
Old and bald. Like, bald is the worst thing. That's the worst of all of them. Old and kind of cute, fine. Bald, deals off.
You're going to do another one of these dissections in public this next month, right?
I'm hoping to do one. I'm currently in talks with Phil over at Swing House for a Sunday night, maybe the 7th of February. So I'll keep everyone abreast of those developments, as they say.
If you haven't heard one yet, go on the Mark in the Morning Facebook page and find them. It's pretty amazing. You'll hear something in a song that you've never heard before, and then you can't unhear it. It's pretty cool.
Thanks, man.
So in the meantime, we got Triple Play Thursday in progress. And like I said, in just moments, we will be playing the top grossing worldwide rock act of 2015. Not one, not two.
No.
But three songs.
Three, Andy?
Three of them. And in this next half hour, we're also going to talk to my wife, see what she thinks about my new schedule. That's all on the way on Andy in the Afternoon. It's Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian Hand. We were talking just a minute ago. We got up to number five, up to number six. The top 20 worldwide tours of 2015, according to Polestar magazine. And number five, Foo Fighters last year. $127 million.
Man.
1.6 million tickets sold. 67 shows in 61 cities.
That's a lot of shows to see one song.
And all around the world, people are writing them letters, having these campaigns.
Yeah.
Come play Reykjavik. And they, in some instances,
more than writing letters. They had 1,000 people play Learning to Fly. See
that's
that?
Right, yeah.
That's incredible.
I bet that sounded awful.
I heard it sounded incredible.
Did
they
it?
Had lights flashing to keep the beat for everybody.
Yep.
It was like, yeah, no, he did. I see the behind the scenes. It was incredible.
Really?
Check it out on the YouTubes, I believe.
All right, then. Number four, U2, $152 million.
Is that the new money for old rope tour? Jiminy crickets.
I couldn't care less. We're eliminating One Direction at number three and Taylor Swift at number one because they're not rock acts. They made a lot of dough. Number two, the top rock act of last year.
Let me guess.
Take a guess.
Cirque du Soleil.
That is incorrect. But so very close.
How close was I?
Really close.
Yeah.
It was actually these cats. AC/DC.
That is awesome.
$180 million. 98 shows, 98 cities. The number of the counting right now is three. It's Triple Play Thursday. You're getting three from AC/DC. It's 100.3 The Sound. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon.
Turn it up, Andy.
Okay. You know what I'm thankful for? I got three songs from ELO I'm going to play right now.
Oh, wow.
Should
I turn away?
I'm going to be doing it with my robe carelessly thrown open here.
Okay.
But also, in just a few minutes, right after the ELO, meet my wife, Lara. She's a wonderful lady. We're going to talk to her about, at the end of the show, I've been closing it by playing or talking through reading a story, a bedtime story to my son using a $100 million radio station. So we're going to talk to her about that. A little hint, today's story involves a lion with a lollipop.
Ooh, wow.
Any ring any bells for you?
Nope.
All right. Lara's coming up in just a few minutes here. In the meantime, here's a nice lullaby from the Electric Light Orchestra. It's called Strange Magic. It's Triple Play Thursday, and this is Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound.
I'm not looking at you. You can
go to sleep. Never mind what I'm doing.
No.
Oh, three from ELO. Triple Play Thursday, and it's Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Christian James Hand here with me. I can only think of one thing that makes me feel better than hearing some Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the entire conceit of the Triple Play Thursday thing was just so you could play three ELO songs in a row.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, well done.
But the only thing that makes me feel better than that is talking to my lovely wife, Lara,
me
who's
too.
On the phone now. How are you, sweetheart? Love of my life?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
We're great. I wanted to ask you a question just right off the top. No priming for this at all. Would you say I am a great husband or the greatest husband?
Oh, how do I answer that?
Wow. I gave you a choice.
Right. You know what? You are a really great husband.
Thanks, baby.
You really are. And sometimes you are the greatest.
Oh.
I would say, in all honesty, I think you're one of the best husbands and fathers I know. And I mean that, seriously.
I seriously agree with Chris.
There wasn't even a sheen of cynicism.
I will say it comes as a complete shock and surprise to me.
Knowing my best.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought he wasn't going to come in on the under over on that. I was
there were a few years where it was touch and go in our early relationship, but he really pulled it together. And some days I still want to just kill him, but... for the most part, I'm a blessed woman.
You know, he's still in the room, right?
I think it's a testament to her work, actually, is what it is. Let's be honest.
Let me ask you this.
Thank you for that. For
the last 2 years, Laura, I've had to get up at 3:30 in the morning, right, to come into work and do the morning show. On a scale of 1 to 10 of forgetfulness, 1 being like Watson, the IBM computer, and 10 being Ozzy. Oh, where was I for the last 2 years?
You've been such a shell of yourself. It's sort of like I've had a husband in a coma, but like you've been walking around,
right.
But you haven't been conscious. I mean, even when we were going to Hawaii at LAX, we're trying to get the bags checked and figure out all that and keep track of 2 kids. And
the sky cap.
Yeah, she was like, why are you a zombie, sir? Like, she actually said something about you being a zombie. And you know,
I needed a vacation.
Strangers were recognizing it. So, it's quite a relief that you're hopefully going to get a little bit more sleep now.
Yes, it is. Well, what's for dinner tonight that I'm going to miss with the new
hours? We're going out for pizza.
Oh, I know where you're going to, and I love it.
Yeah.
So, Silas, does he like the bedtime story I've been doing? Has he heard
any? But you guys have to watch your mouth the other night. You called the cow B-I-T-C-H-Y.
Well, the cow in Are You My Mother? She is a little bitchy.
She's a little bitchy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well,
how can I
heard,
be her mother?
Yeah.
He heard itchy, luckily. So itchy. I have to explain to him cow, why the cow is
itchy. The cow is itchy. Her udder was inflamed. Yeah. That's the answer.
It happens.
Okay, well, tonight, I'll give you a hint. It involves a zizzer, zazzer, zuzz, as you can plainly see. 6:45.
Nice.
So join us for that. I love you, baby.
I love you too. All congratulations, right. You guys. I'm proud.
Laura, quick question: if I'd met you first, would I have ended up with you, or how do you think that would have worked out?
Well, you know, we did meet at the same time. You were there with Andy the night we met.
You picked him over me.
You had a girlfriend at the time.
You had your shot, dude.
Who knows how it could have played out differently if you hadn't?
I still think she would have traded up if she would have gone that way. Before this conversation happens in a way that I don't want to hear and can't unhear, I love you, baby.
You too.
I love you, baby.
See you later. Keep a glass of wine chilled for me. I'll see you in a bit.
All right, bye.
All right, kiss the boy. Okay, so up next, we're going to continue.
Your wife is totally hot, dude.
She really is.
Yeah, she really did.
All my Christmases came at once.
Yeah,
that's for faux show. Up next, we'll do 3 in a row, at least 3 in a row. We'll see how many we can fit in by the artist that Rolling Stone magazine readers say that it's the band they would most like to see reunite. What do you
ABBA.
Think that is?
ABBA.
Now you stole my thunder.
Sorry, dude.
That's next. On 100.3, The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon.
Radio. It's great radio.
Woo! Yeah, Andy in the afternoon. That's Christian over there. Before I play the next Triple Play for Triple Play Thursday, I told you I'd play it from the artist that Rolling Stone readers say it's the band they most would like to see reunite. I've got a list of the top 10. I'll just give you the top the 10 through 6 right now. Black Crows at 10.
Okay.
Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis at 8. Rage Against the Machine at 7.
Ooh.
The Kinks at 6. God, I'd love to see that. And then this band right here, REM, starts out the top 5. They've just had dinner together recently, and they said, nope.
Did they really?
Yeah.
They all sat down like,
no, we don't miss it that bad.
You know, Stipey.
Top 4.
Okay.
Any ideas?
It goes ABBA, the Bare Naked Ladies, and then ABBA again, and then Phil Collins.
Okay, shut up. Oh. Oasis.
Really?
Number 4, yeah. The Smiths. at number three.
Ooh, that is good.
Number two, something that will never, ever happen. Pigs will fly out of my butt. Talking Heads.
Never.
They hate each other with the intensity of a sun.
Yeah.
The number one band, oh, come on. You know who it is. Led Zeppelin. And the living members, anywho.
With Jason Bonham on kit.
Yep.
He's solid.
Three songs, at least three songs from them this afternoon. It's Triple Play Thursday, after all, on 100.3 The Sound.
Bam,
it's
bam,
Andy
bam.
In the afternoon. Let's do one more Led Zeppelin song in this Triple Play. I can't count very well, so we're going to get four. But call right now if you want tickets to the Imperial Ball. A chance to win them. We'll take the third caller at 888-696-1003. Meantime... Led. Andy in the afternoon.
I know the words to this one. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Sing along. Oh, that's about enough of that.
Yeah.
This is Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Christian Hand right over there.
Hello.
And it's also Triple Play Thursday. You just heard at least three songs from Led Zeppelin. I lose count from time to time, but I've got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock I'm going to share with you starting at the top of the hour here, moments away. But first, I promised you we'd be giving away some ball tickets. We've got somebody on the telephone. Who is this?
It's Joe.
Hey, Joe, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Moreno Valley, but I'm in a semi right now, so I'm out and about.
All right, then. Well, we got this Imperial Ball, this Johnny Depp thing where he brings in friends. In the past, I don't know who's going to be at this thing this year, but he's had Steven Tyler, Alice Cooper, Joe Walsh, and so forth. So you're going to be our contestant for this. We're going to have you guess. We're going to give you 30 seconds. They're going to do a high-low on this one, all right?
Okay.
We're going to give you 30 seconds to guess how many balls are in Christian's bag, all right? If it's number between 1 and 10, let's give him 15 seconds.
Here's my ball bag right
here. I think we can give him 15 seconds on this one. Yep. This is too easy. We want to up the ante just a little bit. 15 seconds. If you're too low, I'll say higher. If you're too high, I'll say lower. But you've got to get the right number of balls before the time elapses. Are you ready to try it, Joe?
I got my watch.
All right.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Start. 3, 2, 1. Guess, Joe.
5.
Lower.
4.
Lower.
3.
Oh, it's amazing.
Wow. You know what's really interesting?
I was on the
all
edge of my seat.
Long, it seems like it's been 3 balls every time.
That's what it would seem like. It's not been that way at all. It's not been that way at all.
No, it seems that way to me. Seems that way, like all week long. Hey, Joe, hold the phone. We're going to get some info from you, bud.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, stick around. We're going to start off 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. 3 songs from the Eagles. I think maybe even including some live Eagles. That seems fitting this week.
Yep.
It's all on the way. Stick around. Did you get it, Ballroom Blitz?
Man. You know what, dude?
It's like an onion.
It's really good. It's really good.
It's really good.
Yep.
That's right. What he said. It's also supported by... Chevrolet Silverado. Silverado. Let's start off with the Eagles here. See what I did?
Yeah.
It's crazy
really good.
Well this is coming together. Silverado, more than you expect for less than you imagine. Visit SoCalChevy.com today. 100 minutes of classic rock, commercial free. That's like an hour and, 40 minutes. It's lots. Here's some doodly-doodly from the
Hold on,
Eagles.
I'm playing this guitar. Hold on, man. Hold on.
It's Andy in the afternoon. Man, watching the sun go down to that song, that's all right. Rest in peace, Glenn Frey. And rest in peace, this guy. It's David Bowie. Golden years. Mm. Do you know he did impersonations?
I didn't know that.
I'm going to share some in just a moment.
All right.
You will not believe what you're about to hear. Bop, bop, bop. It's Triple Play Thursday. Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Andy in the afternoon.
With Christian James Hand.
I said that.
I don't believe you're ever going to say it, so I have to do it myself.
No, I don't think so. Cat People, David Bowie, Pat Metheny, they did it for that movie, Cat People, right?
With
1982?
Nastassja Kinski?
Yes, yes. That isn't the last time that David Bowie did work on a soundtrack. By the way, I'm about to play another Triple Play here in just a second, but I wanted to share this with you. He worked on the album Absolute Beginners on the same day that he did this song with Mick Jagger, a little song called Dancing in the Street. This is a piece of dreck.
It's one of the most embarrassing videos of all time as well, because they premiered it during Live Aid.
They did it for Live Aid.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So in one day, they spent 3 hours on the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they went to the West End in London and spent 3 hours on the video.
Yeah.
And you can tell. It's just absolutely, it's crap. But that same day, earlier in the day, he's working on the film Absolute Beginners in the studio. And listen to what he does here. He's impersonating someone. Can you guess who?
When the fire broke out on the Rio Grande, put my foot to the board and she ate up the sand.
David Bowie doing Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
Chilling behind a fire that aims
in fire.
When the fires broke out on the Rio Grande, left nothing standing but the smell.
Amazing.
The same day he tries Neil Young, Lou Reed. He does a pretty good Iggy Pop.
Does he? Well, yeah, he should.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time with him in Munich, for crying out loud.
But he calls him Jim.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
James Westerberg, yeah?
By the way, next.
I'm going to give you somebody else now. Just because I don't like it.
See if you can guess it.
Keep that last one.
When the thighs broke out in
the Bob Dylan.
My foot in the board and see it of the sand. With
sand.
The it sounds like a goat.
Yeah.
Behind, the fire that ends the tears. When the fire broke out on the Rio Grande, left nothing standing but a smell of.
I was just going to say, next Friday evening here in Los Angeles, I'll be gathering with some of the coolest unsigned bands and newbies in L.A. at the El Cid Club on Sunset, I believe it is.
Right.
And we're going to be doing a whole night of Bowie music. I'll be playing drums with a band called The Absolute, doing some songs with them as well. It's just to sort of, mark the passing. So come on down. It's 8 p.m. and we're going to be there, or 9 p.m. we'll be there all night. So check it out.
Listen to this. He sounds just like Santana on this one. David Bowie.
It's incredible. If you close your
uncanny.
Eyes. Yeah. It's no, like he's good. Here.
Triple Play Thursday. Andy in the afternoon. 100.3 The Sound. 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock is underway.
Wow.
Yeah. It's Andy in the afternoon and 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. I'm about to start three from the Cars in just a second, but Christian... what's it say on that sheet over there? I've got, right now, a piece of vinyl. This is an LP, The Cars, an album so nice they named it twice. And this is blue vinyl?
Yeah, this is, I would love to thank the folks over at Rhino Records who sent us a big box of, because we want to start giving away records and CDs and really getting music deep on the on the afternoons here. And what they've done is they've sent us some reissues, which are 180 mil, which means it's good, thick, beautifully pressed vinyl. This is a blue pressing. This is one of 5,000 that have been made, so they won't be done again. And what we're going to do is we're going to give this copy away to the person who goes on our Facebook page, which is the Andy in the Afternoons Facebook page.
And gives us a title, because we're racking our brains here. We're trying to think, what can we call this? You know, we'll do something. We'll ask trivia or something like that to give it away. But, you know, I don't know, record crates? Crate expectations?
Dig it in the crates with Christian and Andy?
Yeah.
You know?
Disc heads?
What would you do for 12 inches? No? That's not...
I wish those two things wouldn't have been said back to back.
But
yes, whatever you can think of, go and spend some time thinking about it. This LP is yours if we deem your choice the best.
Yeah.
To give you an idea how good this is, Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook.com, by the way, to give you an idea how great this album is, all three of these songs are off this one album, their debut album. It's pretty smoking.
I mean,
good. The
fact that this is their debut record is absurd.
Ridiculous.
Come on, man.
So give your suggestions. Maybe you'll be the one that we choose, and our choices are final.
I will be wearing a red bikini slightly later on in this this three-pack.
Blue vinyl, red bikini.
Yep.
I like that.
There you go.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's Andy in the Afternoon. So here's a fun thing.
Yeah, what's that?
We've already run afoul of intercom corporate rules, trying to give something away on Facebook.
It was page 97 of the owner's manual, and I hadn't got that far before I fell asleep yesterday. So, oops!
Okay. Yeah.
You know what we found out, Andy?
What's that?
We can't give things away via the Facebook page.
You can't do that. So we'll figure out another way to do that. But great ideas are coming in.
I got to say, I really like Peter Reed with the Great Crate Rock and Roll Giveaway. It's a little long, but it's got alliteration in it and rhyming, which always makes me feel happy.
Yeah, like my Johnson. Okay, here we go. Steve and Tyler, I'm going to play three songs from Aerosmith right now. It's Triple Play Thursday, you know, and this is 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Did you know there's a new commercial in the Super Bowl featuring Steven Tyler? Oh. I haven't seen it yet. It's for Skittles, and I can't spoil it, but his famous microphone stand.
Yeah.
It's completely, see this picture? It's completely filled with Skittles.
Ah, that's actually pretty cool. I was going to give that a, but I like it.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's taking credit for getting Guns N' Roses back together.
We got him to blame?
Yeah. He says, it was me. Just don't forget this. It don't happen till it happens. Steven Tyler taking credit for getting GNR.
He
back
does
together.
Have a point, though. It doesn't happen till it happens with that band. It's true.
Three from Aerosmith. You're listening to Triple Play Thursday. It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian.
Hello.
This is 100.3 The Sound. It is Andy in the afternoon, and Christian's joining me on 100.3 The Sound. It's Triple Play Thursday, 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock going on right now. Elton John says it's not true. The biopic Rocket Man about him is not on hold. For a while, people were saying that they're not going to put on hiatus, but no, Tom Hardy is going to be starring as Elton John. And they're saying maybe from 1990 on, like after he got sober and so forth.
Yeah.
But they say it's still in the works. There's going to be a movie about Elton John.
Tom Hardy, you say?
I want to know who plays his mother, because she's just she's a piece of work.
Yeah. You almost used a bad word, Andy.
I almost did.
I could see you
We're
doing
too close
it.
To the bedtime story,
it's
though.
It's true. Smarten up, pal.
Three from him on 100.3 The Sound.
Time.
So good.
Mm.
Hey, so it's Andy in the afternoon. About to start three from the Rolling Stones to wrap up this 100 minutes of classic rock. So we went afoul of corporate rules. We can't give away the Cars album on Facebook.
Turns out I can't be in the studio naked. That's two strikes against us.
No, I like that one. That one's good.
That's not bad.
No, that can stay.
Okay.
But so why don't we do this? Third caller right now, 888-696-1003. You'll get that blue vinyl Cars album. And we're going with Peter Reed's idea, a Great Crate Rock and Roll Giveaway.
Yeah, it's the Great Crate Rock and Roll Giveaway.
That's what we'll do in weeks to come.
Yep.
Give away some cool vinyl from the people at Rhino. Maybe we'll give him, can we give him something else?
Well,
that we didn't ask
hold
for
on,
that
please.
Contest?
I'm checking with legal currently, Andy. I've got to photocopy this thing and tip it and get it signed, and then I can send
Peter,
it.
Peter, you win our undying
love
and gratitude.
Devotion.
Yes.
You're fan number one.
And the pride of winning. How about that? That's not nothing.
What?
It's not nothing.
It's all upside.
Three from the Stones, man. It's Andy in the afternoon and 100.3 The Sound.
To
Southern
the phones,
California's
man.
Classic rock.
Let's do this.
I see what you did. Rolling Stones. Monkey Man. I'm Andy Chanley. That is Christian Hand right over there. We just made it through 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, but in just a moment, we've got something lovely to share with you. It's the bedtime story. If you haven't heard it yet, well, here's Barbara Blackwell-Walter on our Facebook page, Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook, says, when we hear your stories, it takes us back to the bedtime stories we've told our children, our grandchildren, and we remember where we were and how safe and happy we felt reading our stories. Similar to music, when you remember where you were, what you were doing, and who you were with. I really do hope you make it a regular classic bedtime story segment. Thank you. Well, it seems like it's been baked into the cake.
I'm telling you, man.
6:45 every night.
Yep.
Get your kids around the wireless. Christian promises not to swear.
Yep.
And we're going to tell a little story tonight. It's a selection from Dr. Seuss.
If I may say, I think you were the one who called the cow bitchy yesterday. I did not.
Well, but Silas heard itchy, so all's
right,
well.
Right, okay, good. We're fine.
All's well.
Could we put an effect on your voice so it sounds like old-timey radio? You know, then you're like doing it like that.
Can hello, all ships at sea.
Yeah, you know,
like gather round while we do the stories of yesteryear.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
I like that.
It's good
awesome.
Idea.
That'd be good. So anyway, up next, a selection from the doctor, the good doctor, Dr. Seuss. We'll do that, and we'll play more great classic rock because it is Triple Play Thursday. We've got three from Bob Seger on the way in moments. Oh, did you know we're podcast? We'll talk more about that.
Please.
In just a little bit as well, so you can take us on the go. But gather the kids. Story time is next on Andy in the Afternoon. That's right. It's Andy in the afternoon. Christian Hans with me. We're on a podcast. You know that?
I've heard.
Yeah.
It's very good.
You can get it on Audio Boom. You can get it on iTunes, or you can just go to the Andy in the Afternoon page every day. It's put up the day after because Mikey, morning show producer, he puts it together when he's damn good and ready.
Yep.
But you have something coming up this weekend.
This Sunday afternoon from noon to 7 p.m., Andy, I will be at the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. What's happening on Sunday, Andy?
It's football, Christian. It's the greatest sport ever.
It's a truckload of football. Yeah, it's seven hours of football with me and Cody Decker.
That's good.
Giving away stuff. We got a bunch of sound swag and a big screen TV we're going to be giving away as well. You guys, it's the soundla.com, RSVP over there, and then come on down to the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. We'll be in TNT, which is tacos and tequila, giving away stuff. And I, for one, I can't wait because I think the Chargers over the Niners.
Just shut up. Why didn't they ask someone who cares about sports, someone who loves football, to go and do this? They didn't even ask me. They asked you.
It's a creative juxtaposition, Andy.
They asked you. You and Cody Decker. Yep. Well, you guys have a good time.
We will.
I hope you love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the safe harbor time in Andy in the afternoon. It's where all the kids gather around. I think I might have said a swear word a few minutes ago. So sorry about that. But now we're going to tell a little story. This is for you, Silas. Silas getting ready to go to sleep. My 5-year-old and Viv, she's unconscious, but it's for both of you. I love you very much. This is Dr. Seuss's Amazing Alphabet Book.
All right.
You ready? You might know the letters. If you do, play along.
All right.
Big A, little A. What begins with A? Aunt Annie's alligator. A, A, A. Big B, little B. What begins with B? Barber baby bubbles and a bumblebee. Big C, little C, what begins with C? Camel on the ceiling, C, C, C. Big D, little D, what begins with D? Donuts and a duck dog, D, D, D. Big E, little E, what begins with E? Ear, egg, elephant, E, E, E. Big F, little F, what begins with F? 4 fluffy feathers on a fiffer, feffer, feff. Big G, little G, what begins with G? Goat and goo goo goggles, G, G, G. Big H, little H, what begins with H? Hungry horse, hen, and hat, H, H, H. Big I, little I, what begins with I? Itchy, itchy, Ichabod, I, I, I. See, he's itching himself right there. Yeah. Big J, little J, what begins with J? Jerry Jordan's jelly jar, J, J, J. Big K, little K, what begins with K? Kangaroo and kite, K, K, K. Although that's a bad, reading the K, 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 K. No, it's not good.
Nope.
A little outdated. Big L, little L, what begins with L? Lion with a lollipop, L, L, L. Big M, little M, what begins with M? Mice in the moonlight, M, M, M. Big N, little N, what begins with those? 9 new neckties, nightshirt, nose. Big O, little O, what begins with O? Ostrich, owl, orange, owl. Ostrich oil, orange owl, O, O, O. Big P, little P, what begins with P? Painting some pajamas pink, P, P, P. Big Q, little Q, what begins with Q? The quick Queen of Quincy and her quacking quackaroo. Big R, little R, what begins with R? Rosie's red rhinoceros, R, R, R. Big S, little S, what begins with S? Sammy sipping soda pop, S, S, S. Big T, little T, what begins with T? 10 tired turtles on a tuttle, tuttle tree. Big U, little U, what begins with U? Uncle Ub's umbrella and his underwear, too. Big finish. Big V, little V, what begins with V? Verna Vera Vin and her violet violin. Big W, little W, what begins with W? Willie's in the washtub, washing Waldo Woo. Big X, little X, what begins with X? X-ray and xylophone, X, X, X. Big Y, little Y, what begins with Y? A yawning yellow yak with Yolanda on his back.
Mm.
And big Z, little Z, what begins with Z? A zizzer, zazzer, zuzz, as you can plainly see.
Absolutely.
I love you, buddy. Go to sleep now. I'm coming home. Bob Seger comes to Papa.
I could just imagine that program director sitting on the other end of that going, is he really committing to all 26 letters?
Yes.